This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Winter turns deadlier. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Wednesday, February 17. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Another winter storm is pounding the U.S., causing more power outages and sub-zero temperatures. At least 21 people have died from the conditions.
President Biden has optimistic plans for students in grades K through 8. Hear what he said at a town hall.
After a couple of days of silence, former President Trump has responded to criticism from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
And the insurance implications of working from home.
If you're spending more time at home, you know, you need to make sure that your home insurance is actually reflecting your current lifestyle. Whether you've made any renovations or maybe you have a new home office, you want to make sure that the coverage you have covers all of those new additional lifestyle changes.
Stephen Cates at Bankrate.com on insurance considerations as pandemic restrictions drag on. Forecasters are calling it one of the most merciless storms in years, and it continues to pummel the country, resulting in power outages and sub-zero temperatures, and there's no rest for the weary. Another winter storm with snow and ice was forecast to strike portions of the South and Midwest today before barreling into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast tomorrow. At least 21 people have been killed in a series of storms the past few days. In Texas, more than 3 million people remained without electricity as of last night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
It's ERCOT that is responsible for ensuring that. So ERCOT stands for Electric Reliability Council of Texas. And they showed that they were not reliable.
In all, as of late yesterday, the National Weather Service said 115 million Americans were in the path of the next storm, all the way from Texas to Massachusetts. Across Middle America, another bitter cold day yesterday brought more record low temperatures and additional snow for the southern plains last evening. Circle late summer on your calendar. That's when President Biden says he expects the country will be in significantly better shape in fighting the pandemic. In addition, he predicts the country will be in, quote, a very different circumstance by Christmas. He offered his timeline of events during a CNN town hall last night.
A year from now, I think that there'll be significantly fewer people having to be socially distanced, have to wear a mask, etc. But we don't know.
On other topics, Mr. Biden said he expects a significant percentage of K through 8 schools to reopen 5 days a week within his first 100 days in office, after the White House said last week that its pledge to open schools would mean in-person instruction one day a week.
Organizing in smaller pods, which means that's why we need more teachers. Instead of a classroom of 30 kids in it, you have three classes in that same of 10 kids each in those.
Mr. Biden has proposed $130 billion in funds for K through 12 schools in his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, which is currently being debated in Congress. President Biden is aggressively rolling back the agenda of his predecessor, Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean a few things won't survive. With more, here's Morgan Chalfant, White House reporter at The Hill. Morgan, what will he keep?
So we'll see a couple things continue. For one, the White House explicitly committed to keeping the Space Force, which was the sixth branch of the U.S. military, which had bipartisan support. The idea predated Trump, but it was established under Trump, and he co-opted it as a brand in a way, and handed out hats and things. So that will remain. The White House and Biden administration officials have expressed support for the Abraham Accords, which is a deal that was brokered by the previous administration to normalize relations between Israel and other countries in the Middle East. It's unclear whether or not how they'll go about building on them, but they have expressed support for those, and they're certainly going to continue. For now, you'll also see the tariffs on China remain, but the White House says it's doing a review of the China trade deal. So I think at some point we can expect those to be lifted in some way, though it's, some people believe that Biden's going to try to get concessions out of China and get them to do something in order to lift the tariffs. And also, Biden's expected to try to build on criminal justice reform. The First Step Act was passed under Trump with bipartisan support, and it was something that he pointed to throughout his tenure as a key accomplishment. Criminal justice advocates have criticized it as not going too far and kind of wanting to build on that and do more. And Biden's expected to definitely put some focus on that during his administration.
I guess to a certain extent, too, that might, I don't know, offer him some credibility after he took criticism for the 1994 bill that he signed on to, right?
Right, right. And I was actually reminded of one other legislative accomplishment under Trump, which was the USMCA, which is the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which replaced NAFTA. Which Biden also supported when he was a senator. That's expected to continue. That was signed into law, and Biden's expected to, you know, use the new provisions under that to really enforce it.
We're speaking with Morgan Chalfant, White House reporter at The Hill. Her story is called Biden Finds a Few Trump Moves He'll Keep. All right, how about the ones that he has moved to strike from the record or plans to get rid of?
Well, yeah, I mean, part of the reason, you know, there, it's interesting to focus on what's continuing is because there's such a small sliver of commonality between the previous administration and this one. Biden has really undertaken a sweeping rollback of Trump administration policies, from climate to immigration to just health, just a bunch of different moves right at the top that he's done. He's rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. He's reversed the decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization. He's reversed some of the Trump administration immigration policies and has also put forth his own immigration proposal that he will get working on Congress to pass in some form, you know, to the administration's hope. And he's signed orders to reverse the Mexico City policy on abortion. He's taken steps to mandate masks on federal property and interstate travel, stricter restrictions than the previous administration. So he's really just trying to go at some of the bigger low-hanging fruit that he can undo in executive orders at the beginning. And then, you know, later on, I think he'll dig down deeper and address some of the more difficult policies to unravel that his administration wants to unravel.
Typically, Morgan, does this type of stuff happen early in an administration?
Usually, yes. You see new presidents sign executive orders and actions early on, though Biden has really, really outpaced anyone else in history. And a lot of that is just because so much of Trump's agenda was executive policy. And so he's able to undo a lot of the Trump administration moves. And clearly he wanted to send a signal out of the gate.
Thanks, Morgan. Morgan Chalfant, White House reporter at The Hill. Coming up next, Trump fires back at McConnell. If you like what you hear on our show every day, there's good news, especially if you have something to say or something to add to the conversation. You can now find us live this Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Stereo app. Stereo is the app for live social conversations where you can talk to us directly, ask questions, make comments, or just listen to what your fellow listeners have to say. Just download the Stereo app from your favorite app store and be sure to follow me at stereo.com/GordonDeal so you're notified every time we go live. That's stereo.com/GordonDeal and you'll be ready to join in. You'll hear brand new exclusive content about topics we typically can't discuss on the show. And best of all, we get to hear from you. Got a hot take on the latest food trend? Great. Have a question you've always wanted to ask? Perfect. Join us this Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern on Stereo. And follow me at stereo.com/GordonDeal. That's stereo.com/GordonDeal. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday. Former President Trump is firing back at Senator Mitch McConnell after the Republican leader criticized Mr. Trump's actions leading up to the riots at the U.S. Capitol building last month. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
In a lengthy statement, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again." Mr. McConnell joined all but seven Republicans in voting Saturday to acquit Mr. Trump in his impeachment trial, but followed that with a speech that laid blame on the former president for stirring up a crowd. He said former President Trump's actions preceding the riot were a disgraceful dereliction of duty. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. The statement from Mr. Trump's Political Action Committee added, "The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like Senator McConnell at its helm." No response from the McConnell office at this point. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
A winter storm that left millions without power and record-breaking cold has claimed more lives, including four family members who perished in a Houston-area house fire while using a fireplace to stay warm. The storm that overwhelmed power grids and immobilized the southern plains carried heavy snow and freezing rain into New England and the deep south and left behind painfully low temperatures. This man lives in Dallas.
We have all this food hoarded up in our place. We can't cook it. We have no gas in that building. We're electric.
At least 21 deaths have been reported. Other causes include car crashes and carbon monoxide poisoning.
Number two.
President Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden spoke last night at a CNN town hall in Milwaukee.
We don't know for certain, but it is highly unlikely that by the beginning of next year's school, traditional school year in September, we are not significantly better off than we are today. But it matters. It matters whether you continue to wear that mask.
Number three.
The House Homeland Security Chairman is accusing Donald Trump in a federal lawsuit of inciting the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and conspiring with his lawyer and extremist groups to try to prevent Congress from certifying the results of the election. The lawsuit from Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi is part of an expected wave of litigation over the January 6th riot. It also names as defendants Rudy Giuliani and extremist organizations the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. In an effort to drum up even more support for its new fried chicken sandwich, McDonald's is launching a limited edition collection of clothing and music. McDonald's will sell $5 swag packages via a special website tomorrow. The package includes a hoodie, a custom song, and a first taste of the crispy chicken sandwich. The hoodie has a picture of the McDonald's new sandwich with the slogan, "Crispy, Juicy, Tender." The gift box also includes a vinyl recording of a song about the sandwich, and a gift card recipient can use to redeem for the sandwich one day before its official release at restaurants.
Is that right?
I want to know what this song is. A song about a chicken sandwich.
Hey, Jen, where'd you get that nice hoodie? McDonald's.
Yeah.
22 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day. Thanks for being with us. During the pandemic, companies across the country moved to remote operations to keep their staff safe and comply with social distancing orders. People are spending more time in their homes and less in their cars, which naturally impacts their auto and homeowners insurance needs. Here's what you should know from Stephen Cates, industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Stephen, what should we keep in mind?
So I think there's really two things to keep in mind. One, you know, on the home insurance side, if you're spending more time at home, you know, you need to make sure that your home insurance is actually reflecting your current lifestyle. Whether you've made any renovations or maybe you have a new home office, you want to make sure that the coverage you have covers all of those new additional lifestyle changes.
All right. And then, yeah, I was going to say, ahead. One of the points you made too was that, I mean, if you've got clients coming in and out, you got to be very careful here.
Absolutely. If you have more foot traffic in your home, certainly people that don't live in your home, you want to make sure that your liability and medical coverage is going to cover anything that might happen. Certainly with weather changes that we have going around the country, icy, snowy weather is certainly a recipe for injuries.
Okay. So that's as simple, I presume, as picking up the phone to your homeowner's insurance company and saying, hey, I've got some clients coming in. Am I covered?
Absolutely. Picking up the phone, you can get on with a real person and talk through exactly what your situation is, what's changed, and what you're doing. If you don't feel comfortable or can't do that over the phone, you can certainly go explore online, but you may have to do a little bit more research yourself.
Yeah. Is there a rule of thumb as to how much more insurance might cost if you have to add something like this?
Well, it does depend a little bit on what's really changed. If you have renovated a whole new kitchen, or you've got a lot of expensive equipment in your new home office, then that could boost your home insurance, you know, a little bit. I mean, you might see 5-10% increase. But the important thing is, although that may be a little bit more money on the premium side, it makes sure that you are fully covered from any disaster that might happen. And that's the really important thing.
Yeah. So what about also if you have clients coming into your house? What about insurance costs there?
So adding liability costs, you know, that's something that, you know, it's probably going to depend a little bit on how many people are coming in and how often.
Okay.
And so that could depend by insurance company, how they rate that danger.
Got it. We're speaking with Stephen Cates, insurance analyst at Bankrate.com. We're talking about the insurance implications of working from home. There was an interesting point in the notes, too. You said you should be asking or figure out, do you qualify for an annual mileage discount if you don't commute to an office? How do you figure that out?
So great question. This is one of my favorites because this is about saving money. So if you are driving a lot less than you used to, and I know I am, I used to commute to an office and a lot of people aren't anymore, you know, you are not driving your car. The instance of accident is going down quite considerably. And so if you've halved or even more the decrease in your mileage, then you could see a substantial drop in your prices.
All right, Stephen. Stephen Cates, insurance analyst at Bankrate.com. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exclusive stories and unique perspectives. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday, February 17. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Another winter storm piggybacks on a current one. Watch for continued airline problems because of this. The death toll is 21 from storms in recent days. A study by USA Today finds pandemic restrictions have wiped out 400,000 jobs in large urban areas. Biden optimistic about September looking much better in the COVID fight. Trump fires back at McConnell. Alternate delivery of ashes on this Ash Wednesday. Bitcoin reaches $50,000 for the first time. And the viral balloon challenge in West Virginia. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, the conditions in Texas from a series of storms are almost unheard of, from Houston to Dallas. For a deeper dive on what's happening, we're joined now by Cliff Saunders, reporter at KTRH in Houston, one of our affiliate stations. He's with us live. Cliff, what's it like where you are?
Well, right now in the heart of downtown, it would be just rain. I mean, the good news is that in the city right now it's 36 degrees, so we're not worried about freezing rain as part of this particular winter storm. It's the counties north of us, Montgomery County, maybe 30 miles away from us, that are going to probably get hit the hardest. And that will be ice, and that will accumulate on trees, and that will accumulate on power lines, which will exacerbate the power problems that the entire state is already having. It's been an unfathomable mess.
Explain those power problems, because the grid operator obviously is taking a lot of blame here.
Well, first of all, I don't think we have enough time to understand and get and how shall I say, to delve into the X's and O's, so to speak, of how this all works. But needless to say, the demand far outweighed the supply. That's where the issues started. And the goal that the regulating agency had was to have some rolling blackouts for a number of different areas across the state. Well, the problem was it got so cold that some of the plants froze up. So forget about rolling blackouts. If you lost power, you were without it. I can tell you that my condo, we lost power Monday at 2 o'clock in the morning. It had come back 15 minutes later. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, it went out. And it was not back on until the following day. Fortunately, we were fortunate to be able to stay at a hotel. But, you know, with a million plus people around the city not having power still, hotel rooms are, how shall I say this? You can't find one.
Yeah. Is that reflected in the price of a room also?
I know one person paid $400 for the hotel we were in last night. So that was, it's coming at a premium. But the bottom line is if you have no power, you have no heat, you have no food, your choices are a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I will say this, the hotel we're in, they actually ran out of food. And they had to go to a local grocery store and get more, and they had a severely limited menu, and they were only able to even make 100 meals last night for anybody that wanted one. So the supply line has been severely, severely impacted by this, and the ice storm today isn't going to help things.
Sure. Jeez. We're joined by Cliff Saunders, reporter at KTRH in Houston, one of our affiliate stations. He's with us live this morning talking about the conditions there. You can always count on Cliff when there's some sort of disaster striking in that region. So no electricity. In some parts, there's no gas. You said, too, that water pressure has been affected at times?
Yeah, we've had a number of cities in the greater Houston area issue boil water notices. We've had restrictions in other places. The city is now saying that they have low water pressure. We're not on a boil water notice in the city, and I will say this, yet. But if the northern counties get hammered by this thing the way they're saying, what you saw on Monday might not compare to what you'll see today, because just imagine power lines coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And trees coming down, affecting a state that's already been severely impacted by a power outage.
Have there been bursting pipes, I presume?
There are bursting pipes. If you, there are bursting pipes. We're getting a lot of reports of fires. We're getting because of people starting, fires in the fireplace and then falling asleep. Unfortunately, the message about not running your car in the garage does not seem to be getting through. We've had at least 300 cases of that in Harris County alone. I know in the city they had gotten more than 130 calls about carbon monoxide issues. This area is not built from an infrastructure standpoint to take this kind of weather.
Yeah.
It's just not.
And it's not. This is not part of your area necessarily, right? But wind turbines have frozen on some of these wind farms.
That was part of the problem from Sunday night into Monday. So that was not a major part, but it certainly was a part of the problem. Look, I think what people need to understand, and when you go on social media and you see people say what they're saying, it kind of makes me mad. This is the winter version of Hurricane Harvey. Let's get that clear, okay? This is the winter version of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
And it's not just a city. It is an entire state that has been crippled by this.
It's remarkable. Hey, thanks for toughing it out with us this morning. I know you're busy. Cliff Saunders, live this morning from KTRH in Houston, one of our affiliate stations.
This year, Michigan businesses have had to adapt, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was right there alongside them, helping to connect businesses to new resources, meet new partners, and access the additional capital they needed right from the start. If your business needs support to reach its new potential, the MEDC is available to help in any way we can. Contact us today for customized business assistance at michiganbusiness.org/partnership.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Wednesday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know that few have been spared from winter's wrath this year, but as much of a pain in the butt that packed in patch of snow or ice in your driveway or yard is, this is not the ideal way to deal with it. A New Jersey man got a visit from firefighters and police when he decided to use gasoline to start a fire in his backyard to try to melt ice and snow. The man, whom police would not name, had poured about a half gallon of gasoline on a gravelly 2-foot by 2-foot square section of his backyard. A neighbor called the police after smelling something burning. In addition to fire and police, the county hazmat unit was also called in to try to sop up the gasoline. Here's hoping the man has better ideas for clearing out snow when the latest round hits the area later this week.
You know, it'd be different if he lived on a farm somewhere.
Yeah.
But he lives in New Jersey's most populous county.
Right.
Where you grew up, in Bergen County, right? 3 miles from New York City.
Right, right.
There's a million people living on top of each other there.
Yeah, literally a million people in a small little county.
Yeah. 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 So he's not on some like 5-acre farm trying to get his bonfire going here. No.
No, no. And also being from New Jersey, you should kind of know better. You know, you should know how to deal with the snow and ice. And again, from your backyard, which makes no sense. It wasn't even in his driveway or anything like that. Just bad all around.
This is the this comes out of the headline of "What are you thinking, bro?"
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And it's the type of thing that would catch your eye as you drive by, and definitely the type of thing worth reporting to police. Thankfully, the potentially gruesome scene in one California city had a much tamer explanation. A truck driver called the California Highway Patrol recently to report what appeared to be human body parts floating in the water alongside the highway in Stockton. When troopers arrived, they were relieved to find out the remains were just mannequin parts, multiple torsos, arms, and legs. The CHP joked in a Facebook post that the scene was the result of the lovelorn Stockton Kraken going on a Valentine's Day killing spree. The mannequin parts were removed to prevent further 911 calls from alarmed drivers.
Okay.
It's been happening a lot. We had that story about the mannequin washing up on the beach that like a whole bunch of people thought was an actual person.
Yeah.
You know, police were called. There was a crowd gathered around. This has been happening a lot. Someone is having some fun with us by tossing all these mannequins into the ocean.
Well, at least nobody's ignoring it. That would be the worst thing.
Right. Right.
It's actually
somebody
perhaps in distress and people are thinking, it's just a mannequin.
Yeah. We're not that jaded yet. We're getting there, but we're not quite there yet. Right. We'll still call the cops if we see a dead body on the side of the road.
Still falls under see something, say something.
Right. Exactly.
Thanks, Mike. By the way, reminder, Mike and I, this afternoon, will be on the Stereo app, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, exploring perhaps stories like this.
Sure.
More in depth.
We've got plenty.
The Stereo app is free to download. You can join us 1 p.m. Eastern Time or just follow at stereo.com/GordonDeal. In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day. Typically, as you know, stores have used coupons and reward programs to build customer loyalty, but here's another idea publicly traded retailers may want to consider, and that's rewarding consumers with shares of their stock. New research suggests that consumers may spend more at a retailer if they have a financial stake in that company. Researchers looked at transaction data from the app called Bumped, a brokerage app. MarketWatch says the Bumped app is akin to a credit card cash back program, but users are rewarded with stock instead of cash when they make qualifying purchases with participating brands like Apple, Uber, and McDonald's. Bumped opens a brokerage account for all of its users with the Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF. Users earn rewards of free fractional shares in up to 4 companies of their choosing. Researchers found that consumers increased their weekly spending by 40% at the brands they selected to receive stock rewards from. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the 3 big things you need to know. Number 1.
Anger over Texas's power grid failing in the face of a record winter freeze is mounting as millions of residents in the energy capital of the U.S. shiver with no assurances that their electricity and heat out for 36 hours or longer in many homes, will return soon or stay on once it finally does. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo expressed that frustration.
We're being told the generators are coming online, only to be told more homes are losing power. ERCOT needs to stop being overly optimistic and give us the clarity of what the outlook really looks like.
There are also power issues in several other states, including Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska.
Number two.
States will receive their biggest boost yet in coronavirus vaccine doses this week, a 23% increase over the previous week and a 57% increase since President Biden took office. The White House announced it's doubling to 2 million the number of doses sent directly to pharmacies. In a CNN town hall last night, President Biden says the vaccine situation is improving.
When we came into office, there was only 50 million doses that are available. We have now, by the end of July, we'll have over 600 million doses, enough to vaccinate every single American.
Now, winter weather has forced the cancellation of appointments and delayed vaccine deliveries.
Number three.
FEMA has opened its first COVID-19 inoculation sites in Los Angeles and Oakland, part of a broader effort to reach minority communities hit hard by the outbreak. Donald Trump is attacking Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after comments he made about Trump's culpability for the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In a written statement, Trump said the Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like McConnell at its helm. Trump called McConnell a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. Saying they would never have expected it in a million years, scientists have accidentally found life under 3,000 feet of ice in Antarctica. They found two types of unidentified animals where they had thought nothing could live. No food, freezing temperatures, and complete darkness. Their next step is finding a way to get close enough to identify the creatures. Experts from the British Antarctic Survey drilled through 2,900 feet of ice and then another 1,500 feet of water before making the discovery.
I mean, how do you even do that?
I don't know. Or why? I'm not sure, but
you drill through half a mile of ice.
I don't know.
Does it even work? Surely, by the way, this is Loch Ness. She has relocated from Scotland. Fellas, it's 2021, the year of the rally, the one where we kick 2020 into the rearview mirror and start changing things for the better. So why not dress the part? Be the man that's always on this year with Cuts Clothing. They redesigned the simplest classics like the plain tee from the ground up, combining cutting-edge fabric technology with intelligent, minimalist design to get the next-level comfort you have to wear to believe. The one that I love for winter is their new hoodie. The Hyperloop French Terry fabric they developed not only feels buttery soft like the signature Pika fabric on their shirts, but it's temperature controlled. You never have to take it off. And just like me, you won't want to. Entrepreneurs, mavericks, athletes, podcast hosts, everyone loves Cuts. They're echoing GQ. It's the only shirt worth wearing. Let's kick off 2021 the right way, starting with your wardrobe. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. Well, what started as one simple act of kindness in a West Virginia town proliferated into a community-wide challenge. It's called the hashtag Yellow Balloon Challenge, inspired by Natasha Fogel's 2-year-old son, Grayson. The little boy was given a balloon by a cashier just because at a Party City store in Martinsburg. That prompted her to make a tearful Facebook post of thanks.
Just for her to give that balloon to him, it just made his day.
Fox News says a local law firm, Catro Law, coined it the hashtag Yellow Balloon Challenge after seeing Ms. Fogel's heartfelt message. The law firm says the rules are simple. Say hello to a stranger, shovel a neighbor's driveway, pay for the car behind you at a drive-thru. Just make someone else smile. To kick off the challenge, the law firm paid $100 toward a stranger's account at Meals on Wheels of Jefferson County. Studio M Boutique then donated 10% of its sales one night to a client battling cancer. And the owner of a local restaurant called TJ's Pit Stop donated to the Boys and Girls Club. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If we left you wanting more, you're in luck. There's exclusive content, including maybe you, if you follow us over to the Stereo app. Join us live Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern, where we'll be discussing topics we typically can't get to on our regular program. And best of all, we get to hear from you. answering your questions and hearing your comments. Don't miss out. Download the Stereo app now and be sure to follow me at stereo.com/Gordon Deal. That's stereo.com/Gordon Deal.